"You must have wondered," she said, "why I was so upset at the thought of young George's going to England without you. I am an old woman, and perhaps I have the silly fancies of the old. But I should like to tell you my own love story, and then you can decide whether it is wise for your man to leave you before you are married. I was quite a young girl when I first met Richard Weston. He was an Englishman who boarded with the Van Rensburgs on the next farm, 4 or 5 miles from us. Richard was not strong. He had a weak chest, and the doctors had sent him to South Africa so that the dry air could cure him. He taught the Van Rensburg children, who were younger than I was, though we often played together. But he did this for pleasure and not because he needed money. We loved one another from the first moment we met, though we did not speak of our love until the evening of my 18th birthday. All our friends and relatives had come to my party, and in the evening we danced on the big old carpet which we had laid down in the barn. Richard had come with the Van Rensburgs, and we danced together as often as we dared, which was not very often, for my father hated the Uitlanders. Indeed, for a time he had quarreled with Mynheer Van Rensburg for allowing Richard to board with him, but afterwards he got used to the idea and was always polite to the Englishman, though he never liked him. That was the happiest birthday of my life, for while we were resting between dances, Richard took me outside into the cool moonlit night, and there, under the stars, he told me he loved me and asked me to marry him. Of course I promised I would, for I was too happy to think of what my parents would say, or indeed of anything, except Richard was not at our meeting place as he had arranged. I was disappointed but not alarmed, for so many things could happen to either of us to prevent our keeping our tryst. I thought that next time we visited the Van Rensburgs, I should hear what had kept him and we could plan further meetings. So when my father asked if I would drive with him to Driefontein, I was delighted. But when we reached the homestead and were sitting on the step drinking our coffee, we heard that Richard had left quite suddenly and had gone back to England. His father had died, and now he was the heir and must go back to look after his estate. I do not remember very much more about that day, except that the sun seemed to have stopped shining, and the country no longer looked beautiful and full of promise, but bleak and desolate, as it sometimes does in winter or in times of drought. Late that afternoon, Jantje, the little Hottentot herd boy, came up to me and handed me a letter, which he said the English boss had left for me.